Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains big adult language. So, F you, F you, and F you.
F you, fuck you, and fuck you. Good night.
Who's next? Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, baby, I don't want you to take this personal. What I'm about to say in 1992 and 1993 about my ex. It's a personal thing between me and you. So I don't want to hear nobody asking me, why am I saying this?
Oh,
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition, a very special edition of the Archer Jones Show. I do apologize for not doing the first show just because we are no longer with the Tone Deaf Radio family. So
I knew that was going to come.
What more can you do? You just move on.
Bigger and better things, baby. Bigger and better things.
Yeah, you're right. You are right. Just need to plug my show on Twitter. If you want to follow us on Twitter, what's your hashtag on Twitter? Or you can't remember?
Just look for Hazel Flint. It's just on there. You'll find it with the Maddie's Memory logo, that good stuff.
Right. Mine's ArcherJ2000 and also WFSO World. So check all that out. So let me just put this in. Surprised Bray Wyatt ain't there. Yes, we are watching the Hall of Fame, although it's going to continue for the next hour and a half. I thought it was going to be nothing but 2 hours, but what more can you do? So they're down to, I think they inducted like, was it two?
Four of them?
Before the
rattlesnake.
Must be the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. You know they'll leave him till the last. But that one for Paul Bearer.
Oh.
Got that. Paul Bearer's one, to me, was, I am so, so glad that Undertaker came out at the end.
Right.
Because that was, it wouldn't have been right without him. And that to me was the ultimate in respect. Because as you said, Undertaker very rarely goes to these events and everything.
Right.
And I was sitting there thinking, please let him be there, please let him be there. And for him to come out at the end and do what he did was just priceless. That one and Jake the Snake's one both had me welling up and wanting to shed a few tears because they both, you know, just priceless, absolutely priceless.
Right, I do agree. And it's like one of the speeches was like, what was touchy for you is like when he brought his grandson in and explained what was wrong with him.
Right, especially with his grandson and his granddaughter,
right,
who were both born premature, weighed under 2 pounds, and had numerous surgeries, and, you know, both of them were on feeding tubes. And I know so many of my friends who have children who have gone through the same thing still are. And there was a distinct possibility if Maddie had lived, if he'd been born premature, you know, that might have been his future. And as he said, you know, wait till WrestleMania 50, my grandson's going to be there. He's going to be at WrestleMania 50. And I think in those few moments where he brought his grandson up and he said about his grandson and granddaughter's struggles,
right,
in those few moments, he opened the door so much for showing that it's not just people like me and you who go through this with children dying and children being born early. It's everyone. It doesn't matter if you've got all the money in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you're a superstar or if you were just dirt poor. It's, you know, that it happens to everyone.
Right.
And that to me was priceless, absolutely priceless.
Yeah, that's like Hall of Fame so far so good. I was in a business call, might as well say. That's why I didn't get to listen to much of the Hall of Fame. I know Mr. T had a lot to say, and
he
I know that.
He was going on about his mom, and what was that she said is that I think they should have limited all of the inductees to a certain amount of time to speak because Leah at the beginning went on and on and on for nearly an hour, which basically cut everybody else's time down. And that was sad because Mr. T was, you know, he was grateful to his mom. His mom helped get him where he is and everything.
Right. Now
I'm wearing paper. We're also keeping tabs on the Wisconsin-Kentucky game at the moment. And it's going back and forth. I'm not kidding you. But right now there is 5 minutes 22 seconds left in the second half with Clemson are up 67-64. Whoever wins is going against
UConn.
And pray, fingers crossed that it's Wisconsin. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So it's going to go nuts.
It will be huge.
It's
going
to go nuts. Wisconsin needs a team to come and pick them up. We've had, you know, we did pretty good. We, like, the Packers did make it to the playoffs. But, you know, we need a sports team to rejuvenate our sports in this state. And the Badgers are doing it. Even if they don't make it, they've helped rejuvenate it so much right now.
Exactly. So Vince McMahon didn't make him go black. Or
hey,
have him...
When you go black, don't go back. Oh, what we're talking about is hair.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about something else.
Yeah, but I was saying, because I know he's like the people look younger.
Right.
Just like the way he likes them. Well, it's true. Yeah, and you get a lot of tweets from wrestlers that down there and stuff, so. Which is cool. What else? Let me play.
We've actually got a wrestling starts tomorrow. And if you go to WWE Network, you've got a deal. Basically.
Yeah, you're watching it for free.
I mean, while we're watching the Hall of Fame right now, the feed skips a little bit from time to time, but you know what? So far, it's not stuttered, froze, or anything.
Exactly.
And you get an extra hour of pre-show, don't you, if you've got WWE Network?
Yeah, the first hour they will show on the all networks, including WWE Network, they show it on Facebook, YouTube.
Right.
On their website, and it was somewhere else too, on Facebook and Twitter. I think you can watch it too.
4:44 left, score 67-69, Wisconsin still in the lead. So I'm just going to keep updating. If you hear me scream during the course of the show, it's because the Badgers have won.
Right, and also, like, we do got it on the other TV in the room, so I'm trying to run back and forth about it. But, no, I'm just going to play a couple of songs so you won't hear us screaming and stuff if they do win. So let's just get that out of the way, and we will be right back.
Yeah.
We on the air or what?
Yeah, just having people listening in. You never know.
We don't hear it. It's talkful. Oh my gosh,
I don't know. But you love me.
That's not the point. It's still annoying.
That's the point.
No,
that is the point.
Nope.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, hey, stop. Well, I hope y'all can hear it.
Bad guys do. See, I blame Leader for the fact that the speeches are having to be cut really short. Except for they bored out all of his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, put no bacon head in there.
Well, at least you kind of made it short and sweet.
I don't think you have much choice.
That's true. So they got two left. That's Carlos Colon, and of course they're going to save the Ultimate Warrior for last.
Right.
Because that will be interesting what he has to say. But would you stop? But let's see on some news while we're waiting at the expense of the Badger game.
I'll refresh.
Let's see here.
It's tied 71-71 with a minute 18 left.
Come on, Badgers.
I'm
going to
go watch them in the bedroom and shout out the score. Okay?
I lost the game. Cool. Let's see. Let's get some news.
15.2 seconds left.
And it's tied?
71-71.
Who got the ball?
I'll let you know in a second.
Sorry, guys. We're just waiting here.
Boy,
Mike,
they were reviewing it. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Wonder what happened. Bad news, Barry.
What, on the TV?
Yeah.
Word. This is the closest that any of you pathetic wannabes will ever get
Thank you. That was nice.
That's been free for a while.
Oh, they must have got fouled. Oh my God, that was funny.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God. I was playing another song, I'm sorry.
I'm on top, this ain't even my peak. And everything they said was out of my reach. So close, man, put it all for the home fam. Time on, yeah, we ain't with the team, man. This ain't even my peak. And everything they said was out of my reach. So close, man, put it all for the home fam. Time on, yeah, we ain't with the team, man.
Had the weight of the world on my shoulders. Felt like a lion in a room full of vultures. Try to slow me up, but the bro got focused. Gave me no shine, but the world still noticed. Now I'm about to own this, ripping my culture. Rocking my ear, lava lava like a soldier. Samoa flag hanging off of my wrist. Don't step, Steve Nash couldn't give the assist. If you act wrong, have your eye in, singing you a sad song. Dead man walking, go put a body bag on. I just rock the gear that they never put a tag on. Hanging with the girls you can never get a hand on.
Even my peak, and everything they said was out of my reach. So close, man, hit it off for the home fam. Time all year, we ain't get the phone, man. Even my peak, and everything they said was out of my reach. So close, man, hit it off for the home fam. Time all year, we ain't get the phone, man.
You know what it is, I'll be puffing out my chest. I'm around a hard check, screaming homo to the death. Toasting to the good life, I remember way back. Seeing Trump, wishing I could recreate that. Now we eating meals off $1,000 placemats. Five-star restaurants you couldn't even wait at. Others make cash, we make history. Who's self-anonymous for victory?
I'm on top, this ain't even my peak. And everything they said was out of my reach. So close, man, hit it off for the home fam. Time all year, we ain't keep it close, man. This ain't even my top. And everything they said was out of my reach.
Catch a fly.
bad note, the Badgers lost by a point.
They played good. Those boys have nothing to be embarrassed about.
Exactly. We just hope they just do it again next year.
Yeah.
But it did put Wisconsin on the map.
It did.
Although the Sports Illustrated prediction was wrong.
They tried.
Right.
One point, and it's, but let's just point out that this game was a backwards and forwards thing. It wasn't just, it wasn't over an easy win at all for either team to have got where they did.
Exactly.
They fought.
Yes, they did. But at least they made it to the Final Four.
Yeah, they did.
Now they're introducing their dad. I don't know, it's a little bit
sad as well.
Right. It is. It's just like one day would have, went all the way, but just better luck next time. The UConn and Kentucky.
And just purely because they beat us, I want UConn to beat Kentucky.
Oh, well, what more can you do? There's a video out that got a kid, and that kid was just playing around, did a Stone Cold Stunner on her older brother. Just going to play it. Whenever. Just the way she did it, it looks like more of an arch cutter, diamond cutter or RKO than a stunner. Well, if y'all want to see that video, it's on the Archer Jones show page. Okay, what's next? There's a couple of videos I just can't stand. There's a lady that's just going like puppies into the lake.
That's been around for a couple of years now, but it just disgusts me. I have no words for that because it's just disgusting.
Yes, it is. But at least on a good note, they got one over here, another video of a dog and a kitten play fighting.
What about the one I put up with the cute animals the other day? Oh, they were so adorable.
Yeah, that was cute too. About to say, these two dogs right here, ain't nobody nothing to y'all.
And I was just, obviously we're talking about animals and stuff, but we were homeless last year. One of the places we stayed at, the woman told us we had to get rid of our dogs. And we found a foster home, thank God.
Mm.
It may not have been the best, but we found a foster home. But I can honestly say that our lives were so much better with our dogs in them. Our health was terrible. I spent pretty much all of May, June, and July, as I tell you, in and out of hospital. As soon as we got them back, August I was bad, September I was bad. When we got them back at the end of September, my health got back to normal. AJ's depression started getting better. And it just has to be said, there's just something about having your pet. Having that little cuddle bunny, and we may complain about them at times, especially when they poop or pee on my bed, like one of them did earlier. But you know what I mean? It's just having that little thing just come up and cuddle up to you, and like when we're in bed, our bed does not belong to us. I would just like to point out we have a queen size bed. And at night time, me and AJ share a space that's literally about 12 inches wide, and we're curled up in it, huddling for a little piece of the covers. The two damn dogs have the rest of the bed and the rest of the covers.
Yeah, you're right, because both of them combined just had me like on the edge of the bed, and I'm just like.
But the thing is that we wouldn't change. We wouldn't change it for the world.
Exactly.
And people, you know, are just.
So
it was just
stupid like that.
So cool like that. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't understand what's in people's mentality. And they do actually say a lot of tools and approach, right? That was the one of the signs of somebody who is, and they've proven it with a lot of therapists who turn to a lifestyle, hurting people, killing people, etc. And I don't know about anybody else, but I can't even imagine. So someone hurts my animal. I mean, AJ, tell me, someone even dares touch my animal. And I get very, very angry very, very quickly.
Right.
And, you know, and I don't care if it's very quickly over it. Because I'm not going to put up with that.
Just, you know, it's just that people would love, you know.
I don't mind at AJ's friends list. You know, we have two children. We have Robert, who's 13. Going on like 24, 25 right now. We have Matthew, who's our little heavenly baby. And then we have our two furry babies, Mindy and Libby. And so Libby's looking at me and times kind of afraid with at one point me thinking somebody could be so to an animal that I don't understand it.
It's just for example.
Oh.
I'm talking to Allie.
So
we not.
Got those that dog over there who is so rude and so cruel. That dog out. I can't even put into words. I really can't.
Well, it looks like they're going to win the series over the Red Sox because they won yesterday 6-2, and they won today in, might as well say, in the 11th inning, 7-6.
That's good.
So they are 3-2.
Would you be I know we're still on the outside, and say, could you take that box out when you take the dog out?
Yeah. Well, man. I wish that the Badgers would have won it.
You know, for a team that a lot of people didn't have much, even though the media did, they did good. They did really good. And people stood up and listened.
Right. Well, you know, teams from Wisconsin. Like, that's a good thing. The Brewers up to a great start and didn't win, but at least they made it to the Final Four.
Exactly.
Well, the Bucks' future is looking bright. It may not look good this season, but their future is looking bright.
Oh, I feel bad for our friend Daddy, Daddy Boyd, who does a lot of the photography and everything.
Well, what happened?
She said, I've never been so heartbroken in my life, but still Wisconsin proud, love my Badgers. Because I think she's a University of Wisconsin in Whitewater. I'm not 100% sure, I might be wrong, but I know she's at one of them.
But, oh man, what more can you say? Well, speaking of peeing, somebody created a thing that's called How to Pee with a Morning Wood. And it gets six ways to do it. You got the tube, where you use the tube being the dirt. You got the Superman, where you just lay like this. It's like you're flying like onto the toilet. You got the handstand. With, oh, yeah, there's no way in hell I'm going to end up doing a handstand. There's the frog.
As you get the woman to be, and it'll show you a picture of your mama, and it'll go there.
And the frog is, like, very close to, like, you taking a dump, so I don't know why they would, you know, show the frog anyway. And they got the lunge when you on one knee trying to pee straight to the toilet. And, of course, the blow dryer. To blow your piss into the toilet.
Is that what?
No. It wasn't me.
Lie.
No. Oh, man.
Here's your Libby. Come back over here, please. Now.
God, they really did these interviews like
ages
while back.
Ago.
Yeah.
These interviews, it has to be said, look like they've done for the DVD.
Possible.
Do you know what I mean? They don't look like they are the actual ones. For
reason. Right, exactly. Just one of those things is like, wow. But, yeah, they did say she was going to induct her.
I am surprised.
She was going to induct him.
I said I was surprised.
I'll say this. Oh, she stopped running the campaign of being senator.
Oh.
So. Saggy pants. There's a fun fact, and I think it's kind of funny when I read it. It says, did you know that sagging pants oriented in jail and the inmates will purposely sag their pants as a sign that they were available to other inmates?
That I know. Don't you remember Robert actually had to do for school an entire project on that? And I told him, nobody actually even believed me when I said that's what it was for originally. But yeah, and a lot of places now, if you look at certain restaurants and certain businesses, they're actually got signs up saying, saggy pants, no service.
No.
And it says, no, if your underwear is showing, you won't get no service. This obviously does not apply to anybody 5 years and under.
Well, yeah, maybe they should make that into like a rule or something.
A lot of places do. Robert schools, actually, if you go to school and you are sagging, you know the zip ties?
Uh-huh.
They make you put a zip tie in your pants so that your pants are really tight and are up. And you know the old man suspenders? They make
right.
You wear them for the day. You go to school sagging. Which does make giggle, to be perfectly honest with you.
Probably would make anyone giggle, believe it or not. But for all you people that sag, and I know there's a lot of people, and plus high schoolers still doing that.
That's ridiculous. Did I tell you about the guy who... shoplifted from Foot Locker down the street when I came back from the post office a few weeks back.
Nope.
Oh my god, I have never laughed so hard in my life. Came from the post office and I got off on 11th and Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy was sagging and he had came out of Foot Locker and had shoplifted. His pants were that sagging he could not run. And the security from Foot Locker would just walk in to keep up with him because that's how much the guy couldn't run because of how sagging it was. His belt and his jeans were above his knee and he couldn't run. In the end, he just sat on the floor and they're like, you done?
And now I don't get how girls get turned on for a guy that sags. I don't know. Maybe we should say, like...
I've got nothing. To me, a sign of somebody who is, for me, that isn't just eternal, is a guy who can direct what. I'm not saying he doesn't have to be wearing a suit or anything. The youth and the looks I saw on you when you dressed like a nice pair of jeans, t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Oh, my. It's getting hot to think about it. You know what I mean? You've seen that in, you know, I don't understand the whole second thing either.
I really don't. It's just like I say, it was a code for a man to get with another man. And I don't know. Maybe some of these guys are gay. That's sad. Well, then again, they call this swag. Secretly, they, well, we are gay. So maybe that's the thing. Speaking of wish. You know there's a baby out there that got a tattoo?
I heard. It's beyond disgusting. It's actually child abuse.
Yeah, there's a picture on there of a... Not a picture, but a video that a guy is doing a tattoo on their little baby, but the mama was there.
Holding the baby.
Right. This is one of those things, it's like, what are you thinking? The kid's body is going to grow and it's going to look terrible.
Libby, don't lay down.
This is one of those things, like, what in the hell are they were thinking? Just put it like this. We don't know. When we come back, we're going to talk about the local scene with, I guess, this new club that's getting popular, and also we'll talk about some wrestling as well, and of course the career of Jason Williams, basketball player. So stay tuned, people.
What the Rock is cooking. We'll be right back.
saw you from afar, thought I'd say what's up. You can't tell me your name when we waking up. They said that they call me Junchi, I'm good, I'm Gucci. Now you can kiss your old dude goodbye. Smooches, you're a beast, you're a beauty. Man, I think somebody didn't give Cupid a Uzi. Shoot me, you're a firework, brighter in the dark. So let's turn off the lights and give me that spark.
It'll bring me to life. Saw you from afar, thought I'd say what's up. You can't tell me your name when we waking up. They said that they call me Junchi, I'm good, I'm Gucci. Now you can kiss your old dude goodbye. Smooches, you're a beast, you're a beauty. Man, I think somebody didn't give Cupid a Uzi. Shoot me, you're a firework, brighter in the dark. So let's turn off the lights and give me that spark.
What it be like?
I'm walking my own. what you do to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its X-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity. Every word I intended to speak winds up lost in a I'm walking blindfolded.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to listen to this speech and whatever, so I'm going to play one more song, and we're going to be right back. I just got to listen to this speech. The speech of the Ultimate Warrior is getting good, so be right back.
Bye. There's just no way that you can call this love.
Dollar. a lover, she was just a fling. And then I met a girl and felt a different thing. It's like a hit in the ring, like you're pulled by a string. Can't breathe like you're choking on a chicken wing. It was a thing called a thing, and I wanted to sing and listen to the ballads of a man named Sting. Lady Luke's in your eyes and it's suddenly spring, like when Nala looked at Simba in The Lion King.
Throw down?
No, no, I just came closer to hear you better.
Oh, come on, just give it a try.
All right, maybe just a little.
So listen, all you singers from here to Beijing, you better crack the box string, get ready to clean. Cause if love was money, you'd be energy drink next to a thing, Cupid's arrows under the BC. It was a thing and a thing and a zingy-dee-dee, and there was only one lady in the thing for me. Cause when you think,
what's the thing?
You better know one thing, the only thing you're gonna fling is a wedding ring.
and get in it for the low. Told me she not a pro, it's okay, it's under control. Show me soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, we start something, you come up in bar clothes. Girl, I'm new, so my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect pitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So I'm using, know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's no bitch, you never lose it. Show you how to do it and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby. Here we go.
Speech. For those who just saw Ultimate Warrior speech, I think that was one of the best speeches that you've been hearing in a long time.
I liked it. He actually cleared things up in the sense that he came out and he said he never had an issue with the company. He never had an issue with people involved in the company.
Mm-hmm.
But the DVD was wrong.
Right. I kind of knew the DVD was wrong from the beginning.
Right.
But I just wanted to get the DVD because it had his matches in there.
Mm-hmm. There's a difference. There's a whole thing of like there's some matches that you want to see and everything over and over again. But I agree with what he said. The DVD was wrong. You could hear it. There's no malice or anything to it.
Well, exactly. It's just good to like to hear from his side. And I know his DVD, his other DVD came out last week.
Right.
Which I would want to get a good listen to. Maybe it's in the WWE library, but who knows. But I know they're showing it again.
Do you want to flick it over so we can watch them again?
Yep.
Because I'm sure you're going to get a phone call any minute on the shit radio show.
Right. But I take it everybody enjoyed it, the Ultimate Warrior speech. It was the best speech overall,
it was one of the best.
Okay. We do have a call now. So, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, God, let me turn it off, because I had to turn it down to listen to that speech.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
Now, what I'm going to do, because I know you got a lot of things you got to say from after all that, so I'm going to say the floor is yours, so go right ahead.
Well, I can honestly say that that was one very lifting ceremony. I mean,
yeah.
You have everybody from from Razor Ramon to Paul Bear to Carlos Colon to Mr. T. I mean, those people, I mean, that is one great lineup right there. And after listening to Ultimate Warrior's speech tonight, I'm glad that I was able to hear his side of the story. You know, I mean, I myself used to think he was a little crazy and fucked in the head, but after hearing his side of the story, you know, I gotta, you know, remember, I should know better than anybody that there's always, you know, three sides to a story. You know, you got he said, she said, and there's the truth. So, after hearing what he had to say just now, the only thing that I have to say as far as his speech is concerned is this: I'm glad that I did not buy that DVD. I'm glad I did not watch it. I'm glad I did not care to watch it. And I'm glad I will probably never watch it in the future. Because, I mean, I've heard stories about it, and I've seen the preview, and I can honestly say that the way that they were telling his story and portraying him as a person and how he did business was, I guess it was absolutely wrong, you know. I mean, because I know there's a story of, you know, Ultimate Warrior holding Vince up for money before going through the curtain, which that might be true, but who knows. I mean, there's probably more to that story, too. But overall, on tonight's ceremony, it made everybody laugh, made everybody cry, made everybody joke around. I didn't fall asleep on it. I mean, I did get up and go, you know, get some stuff from the kitchen, you know, while everybody was talking, you know, because, you know, their speeches were kind of long. And they were up there for close to half an hour. I think Mr. T was up there for half an hour, and Kane had to go out there and wrap him up.
Lita was up there 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did the math in my head. He had to have been out there for at least half an hour. And as far as the Ultimate Warrior is concerned, I was sitting here wondering, damn, what is this guy done? I mean, I wasn't getting tired of listening to him, but I was thinking, gosh, it has to be approaching a whole hour right now. I mean, I look at these ceremonies every year and think to myself, how do these guys come up with the words to say during these ceremonies, and how can they manage to stay out there and keep the crowd as interested and themselves interested for as long as they do? I mean, because me personally, you know, if that is something like that should ever happen to me, I would not be able to describe to some of the words or the speech to be able to give, you know, my thoughts on inductions and things like that. So I guess the only thing I'm thinking about is they have to go all the way back to the beginning and start from there. From their humble times growing up all the way to where they are now. And that's a lot of information. So I guess when you put all those factors together, how you grew up, how you started, who you worked for, the championships you hold, the moments to share, the ups and downs and all that stuff, that makes for one long acceptance speech. And you can be up there for, you can probably be up there for 3 days if you don't shorten it down some. But tonight's Hall of Fame induction ceremony has been amazing. It was great to see. It was great to see my idol, The Undertaker, come out and just pay one last tribute to somebody who, had I not come across this man, I would not be so intrigued with The Undertaker. And he helped make The Undertaker.
That was one thing that brought tears to my eyes. I was hoping he would come out, because I know he doesn't go to a lot of these, like, so-called black tie events and everything. And I was hoping and hoping that he would show up. And when that first beat of that music played and he came out, right there, I could feel, I knew I had to keep watching the TV screen, because I knew if I looked over at AJ, it would make me cry, because, you know, it was one of those silent tributes, do you know what I mean?
Yes,
wasn't
absolutely.
All this lovey-dovey, oh, what a wonderful man and everything. It was this silent tribute that just it got you in your heart. It really did. And I thought, no, I've got to keep looking at the screen. Look at the screen. Don't look at AJ. Don't look at AJ. And I still had tears in my eyes, and I do now just thinking about it. Because to me, that just showed the amount of respect that even in death that man has.
It's just a simple thing of, you know, The Undertaker, you know, he's never been one to talk a lot. And even now, even in a real life, you know, Hall of Fame ceremony where you see most of the wrestlers are in tuxedos and suits and dresses and they're all out of character. I mean, even now, it's just one of those times where he doesn't really need to say much. He just lets his actions do the talking.
Right, exactly. Yeah, go ahead.
I guess, you know, it's because, you know, of The Undertaker that sometimes I really do not need to say much. You know, I mean, there are times in life where you just got to let your actions do the talking for you. And because people won't always listen to words. Sometimes you just got to show them. And I think tonight with The Undertaker bowing down in front of the Titantron with the urn, while Paul Bearer's screenshot was on there, that was a way of showing that.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was great way to show everybody, to show his love for the guy. I mean, because Paul Bearer did help, you know, bring his character out. And I mean, it's not like, I don't know if Taker really needed Paul Bearer, but I think it did help him tremendously. It helped to enhance his character as the with the persona that he was trying to portray. So I guess overall tonight was very emotional, very, very touching, and we now are on the brinks of the main show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The Superdome has been finished. It is set up. Everything's good to go. All tests have been run. All entrances have been planned. All guests are in the New Orleans area as we speak. Anybody and everybody that is going to the show, they are all in the New Orleans area. And anybody who is not going to be in the New Orleans area but will be watching it, everybody has the WWE Network. Everybody has their parties planned. Everybody has their popcorn, their pizza, their wings, their beer,
chili.
Their alcohol.
Their chili.
Their chili. Their cup of tea. Everybody is prepared for tomorrow. I've got my T-shirt ready. I've got everything ready. As soon as I clock out of work, I'm heading to Carrierville, Tennessee to watch it with a friend. That is, if he gets better. I hope he does get better. I mean, I heard he was sick, and according to me, he says he's okay. He'll be fine. So if he's still, most likely I will be in Carrierville, Tennessee with one of his friends, and we will all have at least 7 or 8 of us in a big room on a 60-inch flat-screen TV watching this spectacle.
Right.
And
I know everybody's,
I say to every last wrestling fan that is watching this right now, even the Cena haters, even the Smart Marks, as much as I don't like any of you, tomorrow is a night to be grateful for. Tomorrow, when this show kicks off, everything from the first explosion of the pyro to the very last match, you lose your minds, you eat your wings, you stuff your face, you drink your beer, you enjoy yourself. Don't worry about the negative. Don't worry about Cena being over too much. Don't worry about Triple H, quote, burying people. Don't worry about any of that. Take some time to pull some positives out of this night and let people know if it truly means something to you, you got to show that the WWE, what the WWE is doing means something to you. This is once again, the year to prove that. You guys can do it. I do it every year. My passion for this business leaks like no other. It has been seen by wrestlers. It has been seen by anybody that is involved with the business. And that's why they've been trying to get my foot in the door. You got to show that same passion if you really love this business. And I'll stop right there and I'll let Altrell talk.
Okay, like, because being there at WrestleMania personally, no matter who wins or who loses, you're still going to be happy to be there and excited about the matches that's going on. No matter if you like the person, no matter if you hate this person, overall, you're still going to love that match. Yeah, the experience.
I mean, really, at this point, who fucking cares? I mean, the show is too big, and a lot of us already know. And as far as Triple H and Daniel Bryan is concerned, we already know how that's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
So just get your Yes T-shirts out, your Yes signs, your Yes posters, your Yes dildos, your Yes keychains, anything that you got that has the word Yes on it. Write Yes across your goddamn forehead. Just be ready, because more than likely you will experience something that you've been waiting for since this past summer at SummerSlam.
Does that mean I can't say no to AJ tomorrow? I have to say yes, 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 and start chanting.
I don't know. That's up to you.
But I'm just saying, like, watching it on TV is one thing. Being there is a big story. That's what I say about every single show you go to, wherever it's a house show, wherever it's Raw, SmackDown, pay-per-view, whatever.
They're amazing.
Yeah, you're going to have the time of your life being there, regardless if you like, oh, I can't stand SmackDown, or
but you know,
I hate house shows.
And that's the whole thing, is that when you go to a live show, it's night and day different to what you see on TV.
Uh-huh.
Because you've got the crowd that, there was a couple of shows, if you remember, that we went to where I wasn't interested. I was just like, yeah, whatever, I'll go. We've got tickets.
Uh-huh.
I'm not really interested. I don't really want to go, but I'll go. We've got the tickets. I'm just going to suck it up and go. By the end of the night, I'm the one with the voice that's lost, who's been jumping up and down, screaming, begging us to find somewhere where I can drink, get a drink, because my throat is sore from shouting and enjoying myself.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Always carry a bottle of water with you.
Yes. Smart words.
That's probably what we need to do next time.
Well, that's what I did.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to start doing myself.
Keep on going.
Right. Not changing the subject, but as you know, Chris, there was a picture that I put up in the group about people trying to hijack WrestleMania. And it goes like this. CM Punk chants all night, no matter who is wrestling. If CM Punk doesn't show up, throw whatever is in your hand at the ring, even if Daniel Bryan is champion. If CM Punk does show up, give him the biggest pop of all time. If Stone Cold says so, then it must be official. CM Punk is the only wrestler who matters. Now, I think that's one of the stupidest things that somebody ever did. And I'm going to take some quotes from what was said within the last 20 minutes. I know this guy was just saying that it should be all about Mania, and hopefully Daniel Bryan will get his moment. But he's going to hate it when somebody going to try to steal the spotlight like CM Punk. Now, I guess he was making an example about between Hogan and Savage, and Hogan was like stealing the spotlight after Savage won the championship. And you know who also was saying that, that you see why I don't like John Cena, because he hauled the spotlight all the time.
Don't get me started.
So
you I have a question about this situation, this whole hijack WrestleMania thing, these fans who are saying they're going to hijack WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
So, weren't we talking about Columbining that place if these fans even tried something like that?
Yeah.
I'll motor my ass all the way down to New Orleans and I'll kill every motherfucker in there if I so much as see a sign of them trying to do something stupid.
What do you mean? It just sucks that it'll make some people not enjoy themselves because idiots like that just want to hijack Raw. And I guess I'm a little upset with the people talking about spotlights and stuff like that. Like, I don't know what was the situation with Hogan or Savage at that time, because I didn't, you know, because I still need catching up on. But my thing is, I don't know, it's just like, the spotlight will be on you, so what? You'll get your spotlight when it comes.
Yes.
It's just like, right, it's like the spotlight will come for you. Just hang on to it and just wait. Don't just get, you know, upset about it.
Stop getting your little panties in a bunch. I mean, how many times has this happened? I mean, there are people that said Sheamus was not going to ever get his chance, and he was being buried, and look where he is. I mean, God, I mean, he's not necessarily the world heavyweight champion right now, but I'm sure he's not the world heavyweight champion right now, but I'm sure that WWE does have some long-term plans for him in the future. They're probably still trying to figure out what exactly they're going to do with him. So in the meantime, they're just putting him in some small feuds with Christian and having him featured in, you know, main event matches or little side traction matches, you know, and, you know, maybe do some autograph signings, because he's been doing some autograph signings at Access this week. He's been participating in some of the charity events, meeting some fans. He was at the WrestleMania week kickoff party, the red carpet event that they had, and not only that, but, you know, so Sheamus, he will be fine. He will be just fine. He's a company guy, does what he's told, doesn't complain, and the boys backstage like him, so I'm sure they'll all vouch for him. And but speaking of WrestleMania week, you know, they have all these different events. They've had, you know, all these different events going on, and you know, they just recently, you know, I think yesterday they did this. They built a playground next to an elementary school with the help of Kaboom or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a few wrestlers that was involved with that.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people out there. I went on YouTube and, you know, watched the videos, and, you know, because I during WrestleMania week, I like to go online and YouTube and on my WWE app and see, you know, what, hey, I always sit there and wonder, hey, I wonder what the guy's up to right now and see what they got going on. And I see things like last year, a couple years ago, I came across CM Punk being, you know, signing an autograph for a fan, and she got proposed to right in front of him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was at Access. But now about CM Punk, you know, there was a fan in New Orleans Arena tonight that I heard them scream out during Ultimate Warrior's speech, CM Punk, and the first thing I thought to myself was, don't start with. Yeah, I heard them scream out while he was talking, CM Punk. I'm thinking to myself, don't start with the CM Punk. This is not the time. So it's like.
Yeah, because probably half of them fans are telling them to shut up.
Say what?
And I'm saying probably half of them fans probably told that person to shut up because, like, hey, shut up, the Warrior's speaking.
Yeah, I would have told him to shut up. I told him the same way I'm telling you, the same thing I'm telling you right now. Dude, it's not the time. Shut up. Don't start with CM Punk. You see who we got in front of us on that stage right now? We shouldn't even be thinking about CM Punk. We should be thinking about what's in front of us right now. And tomorrow night, don't think about guys that aren't here. Start thinking about guys who are here, because WrestleMania tomorrow night is shaping up to be one huge show, and the WWE does not need CM Punk to do it. CM Punk, wherever he is doing just fine, whether he's walked out or whether he's not. I'm going to tell you right now, whether you're turning on him or whether you're not, when he comes back, you're going to act like he never left. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because you're fans. That's what you do. You do it all the time. Oh my God, CM Punk, he's a dick. He can't. Why the fuck did he leave tonight? CM Punk comes. Oh my God, CM Punk, he's back. I love him. I miss him so much. I've always loved CM Punk for life. And what else? I was on Twitter earlier tonight, and you know how these girls like to go crazy over, you know, Randy Orton and the dude wrestlers and shit like that. I come across a tweet that says, Roman Reigns is hot, but his girl or something like that is ugly. And the only thing I replied to it, because it was a chick, I replied to it and said, ha, jealous fangirl, much. And she's like, absolutely not. I'm happily married, and I don't mess with wrestlers, so take your words and choke on them, prick. And I just retweeted it and favorited it.
I guess my thing is, this is like, why are you worried about the person that he's with?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
If you're married, why are you worried about the person he with? And what?
Speaking from a female point of view, I can give you a female perspective on this.
No, go ahead.
All right, let's hear it.
Because whenever there is a man who you like, okay, you may not have, like, a crush on him or everything, you don't stand a chance with him or sleep with him or anything, but you look at him and you're like, oh, I like him, okay? No matter who that person is with, that female is a slut, she's a whore, she is ugly, he could do better than her, all that lot will come to mind. And I'm speaking purely from a female point of view, and I'm not just on about wrestlers, I'm on about movie stars, singers,
just
the
females
in general. That is how women think. And I'm guilty of doing it. I will stand right up there and say I'm guilty of doing it. There are times when I will look at some wrestlers or some superstars and I'm thinking to myself, damn, they could do better. But you don't know
their history.
Right. But on the other hand, you've got to look at it this way. Are you going to step up? Are you going to leave your lifestyle and everything you have to go after a man who may not even show the hint of interest in you? The fact of it is that he's with that person for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason of he's in love with her. He wants to be with her. He's the mother of her fair kids. It could be a sister who he's got there because he wants to do something nice for his sister, for his aunt, for his cousin, for his mom. You don't know who, I mean, everybody assumes that certain, I mean, yes, you do know that certain people and wives and everything, but you don't know them. You know, for example, Roman Reigns' character. You don't know who he is. You have no freaking idea who that man is.
You just know the character.
You know who he is when he sets foot in the ring, and I'll be first female, put my hand up and say, when he sets foot in that ring, puts his quiver around the world. Because he is a sexy motherfucker. He really is. But just because he's got this brooding, you know, silent, mystery, sexy look about him and everything, you know, doesn't mean he's going to be interested in you. You know, what's the jealousy there? Because he can afford to, you know, perhaps send his wife off to the spa or his, whoever she is, off to the spa to get her hair done and can afford to get her a dress. 9 times out of 10, it's a jealousy thing. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the person. It's a jealousy thing because you're wondering why the man who you like, who I bet if you said to her, well, I don't really like him, bullshit. The only reason you're commenting like that is because there's a part of you that likes the person. And I'm speaking purely from a female point of view there.
And I think it's like with some of these, you know what? We're going to go over time anyway. So for the people that's listening right now, tomorrow you can listen to the episodes. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/WFSO Radio Network. You can find this episode on there. And if we go longer than this, we're going to go longer than this, but we are going to overtime. But I guess, like, one of the things I want to say that's, I noticed, like, for some guys, too, especially, like, you look at Nikki Bella, and she's with John Cena. And I know half of them are going to be like, why should she end up with him?
And then from a woman's point of view, for a woman, you then look at him and you like, she's a money grabber. She's a gold digger. You forget that woman makes her own damn money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That woman has her own fame and everything. If a woman is with a successful man, whether she's successful or not, women will go into that mentality that she is a gold digger.
Yeah, everybody was, you know, thinking like
that. I was thinking like, you know, she's doing it to get her career back.
And I was just looking on, just like, I wasn't like hating or anything. I was just shocked. Just like, oh, I thought he probably wouldn't be with nobody in the business or whatever. But.
But you know what? Perhaps that's why he's with somebody in the business, because he, you know, you've got to think about it. There's two reasons, in my opinion, why wrestlers date someone in the business and someone out of the business. And this is my opinion. I'm not expecting anybody else to agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
So date is something in the business. If you're with somebody who's in the business, they understand the long road trip, the grueling schedule, the trading, the publicity, the signing, the public appearances, the ups and downs of the business, the injuries. You get that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bet for us there are some wrestlers who, you know, that it happens with them and it's a comfort knowing that the person you're with understands. Okay? On the other side of it, with dating somebody who's not in the business, is that you don't want somebody who you see every day at work who, you know, is running around if they're a diva in a skimpy little outfit and all this.
Mm-hmm.
But why people get surprised when wrestlers date each other is beyond me, because seriously, when you think about it, a lot of people date somebody who is in their same business and social circle. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So why is it different?
Right, exactly. Like, it shouldn't be. Well, wait a minute. Hey, Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Okay, I'm about to say, because it just ended up being on mute for some odd reason. Then I just unmuted it. So that was weird.
Well, I was trying to say that as far as fans like the girl who got offended by me tonight, as far as what Hazel said, I mean, that is her. That is actually, it makes total sense. I mean, the fact of the matter is, she's with him, you're not, get the fuck over it. And not to mention, you're married, so why do you give two shits about it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was my first thought, and I know what they're going to come back with. Oh, well, you drool all over the divas, and correction. I do find the divas attractive, but at the same time, I don't really fantasize too much about being with one of them. Now, for example...
Because it's like, you wish you could, but you know you can't. But you can always fantasize. That's all you can get away with. That's it.
Yep. Like, for example, you know, Emma, I mean, I'm 23, she's like around 24, you know, we're damn near the same age. I mean, that girl is beautiful. Would I date her? Absolutely. Do I wish I could? Yes, but is it going to happen? Probably not.
We're all human beings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows I love AJ to death, and I don't doubt for one minute that AJ loves me.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see certain wrestlers, and the same with him, I mean, you put me and Mickey James next to each other, AJ's going to forget my name for an hour, and I'm not joking. You know, you put Jeff Hardy, Roman Reigns, and a few other wrestlers next to AJ, I'm going to be like, Arturo, who? Who is he? Oh, the man I'm engaged to him? Really? Really? You know what I mean? It's human nature to look at someone.
It's female,
and be
it's
like,
female
oh,
nature,
yeah.
Yeah.
But the fact of it is, I ain't under any illusions I'm going to get any of them. I'm a 39-year-old, overweight, short woman who looks weird.
Hmm?
AJ's just blind, to be perfectly honest.
I'm blind?
You know, I mean, so I'm under no illusions whatsoever about me getting the wrestler of my dreams and everything. Do me and AJ have this agreement that if you get hit on by a wrestler, a WWE wrestler that is, we're not on about local.
No, not local.
If we get hit on by a WWE wrestler or a TNA wrestler and they want to have sex, we have agreed with each other that we are up for it. On a serious side of things, it's human nature to look at somebody and be like, wow, yep, looking good.
Well, I mean, really at this point, I mean, I don't really care if I offend, you know, those types of fans or not. I mean, because I said on my Twitter today, it's just a simple mind over matter thing. I don't mind because none of you matter.
Yep.
With the exception of a few. I mean, because you're drooling. I mean, you're a married woman drooling over a guy and talking shit about his woman, and then you have the nerve to get angry when I call you a jealous fangirl. Well, what the hell are you?
Exactly.
I mean, because
Randy
Orton gets the same reactions, and I say the same thing about those people, jealous fangirls.
Oh, my gosh, Randy Orton is so sexy.
Especially now that we know that he is back with his wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that horrible for all of you? Did you guys want some viper dick? Too bad, bitches. 'Cause nine times out of ten, I'm gonna be real with every last one of you. Every last one of you female fans that are listening right now. 9 times out of ten, with the way you guys act all obnoxious and all over him and all this shit and all this shit, the way you guys act, he would not want to be bothered with any of you.
Yep. And what makes me laugh is where you get the extreme fangirl who get pissed off and be like, my husband's in the ring right now. I ain't your damn husband, you fool. You sitting on your couch paying $24.95 for a WWE t-shirt and paying all your money out for him. If you were his wife or his girl, you'd be sitting in there wearing that shit for free. And then they change their name to the name of their wrestler. Oh, sweet God Almighty, please shoot me on those people.
You have any idea how many girls on Twitter say, put their last name Orton? I'm like, yeah, keep dreaming, honey.
Yeah, one of AJ's Mark friends does that.
I mean, because honestly, I'm
Mark getting all upset over, oh my gosh, this. It's like, oh, for God's sake, get a damn.
Why do you think I sit online and make fun of them 24/7? When Randy Orton comes out, I say, oh, Randy Orton's coming out right now. There's a ton of women all around the world squirting as I type this.
But we probably know another friend that might be jealous right about now. It's like, oh, he's back with his wife?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sweetie, he's back with his wife. Get over it.
That she'll get him. She's just one of those fans who likes him. She's got a crush on him. She'll admit it to anybody. She's like, yeah, I have a crush on that man and everything. But she's not under any illusions whatsoever that she's going to get the man.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's just typical female nature, but what did I say? I said a few weeks ago, there is always a choice. You don't have to be like that. Who you are naturally ain't who you have to be.
Well,
I mean,
like
that's
AJ
what I
will tell you is that, you know, I've mentioned it before. I mentioned it on your show. I'm a big Hardy Boys fan. And, you know, I'm not under any illusions there of getting a man. It's like, you know, I'm a Hardy Boys fan. That's my boy. Those are my boys. Do I think they're handsome, sexy, and irresistible? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they're my boys. They, you know, those are my boys. I will watch those all day long, twice a day on Sunday, and every chance I can get. You know, I'm not under any illusion. I'm not going to change my name to Hazel Hardy. You know, I mean, come on, Facebook has a limit of how many times you can change your name anyway. I'm sure the reason some of them have stopped is because they're on the 25th name.
Oh, boy. You female fans, you female fans, I swear, and you wonder,
You wonder why they're just another reason why I don't associate with too many wrestling fans anymore, because they come up to me saying, "Randy was my husband. Randy was my husband." And I'm like, "He is? Show me your marriage license." Ooh.
Just see the wedding photo.
Oh,
say what? Yeah, that's a pipe bomb right there, isn't it?
Pretty much.
That's what I'm going to start using. Oh, John Cena's my husband. He's my husband. He's your husband?
Yeah.
Show me your marriage license.
Or show a picture of you and him. Or show like a picture of you and him, like at home or whatever.
Where are your wedding picture at?
Stop one in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I know.
She was like, I mean, she got so offended, and the girl that retweeted the tweet ended up retweeting her tweets about the tweets that I sent her, about that tweet that I sent her. She got so mad and retweeted every last one of them. I'm like, well, piss another wrestling fan off today. Don't give a fuck. Piss another mindless mark off today. And it's what I do.
Right. As Ultimate Warrior did announce that he did sign a new multi-deal with WWE, which was probably a Legends contract, that he's the official ambassador of the WWE. So you're probably going to see him on WWE more. Maybe not wrestling or anything like that, but just be there.
Yeah, we'll see him.
And also, you probably see him at other places like autograph signing, because actually, in May 3rd, he's going to be in Minneapolis for Minneapolis Wizard World Comic Con, doing some signing and stuff.
Okay.
So
well,
I think the deal was already going to get there, but I guess the deal was officially got done. So,
well,
that's
okay.
Good.
Well, it's working out for him. I'm glad that him and WWE seem to clear things up. And I'm glad that he's taking part with the WWE again to do, you know, to work for them and to, you know, be, like he said, be an ambassador so we can see him more often. I might see him, you know, arriving in a parking lot anytime I come see a show. I might see him driving up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how you see wrestlers driving up in the back parking lot.
Right. It's just now, you know, you can run to him at any time. But Hazel, you have posted something up in the group that you think some...
Exactly 18 hours, I think.
Right. But Hazel has posted something up, and which I think was really powerful. And I know after we was hearing the some of the speech of Ultimate Warrior, I'm going to let her read in.
I'm not even on that page right now. Hold on a second. I was talking to a friend who... gonna have surgery tomorrow, so.
Ouch.
Well, she had she had to have a transplant.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow they're doing another surgery. So I was talking to her about that because she can't sleep right now. I put people in Wisconsin wrestling business to pay heed to the Ultimate Warrior speech, where he says, thank the fans and be respectful to the fans and those who help make you who you are. I think a lot of people in the business in Wisconsin have forgotten this. They need to stop slamming people and thank them, because without the fans, without the so-called small people, as you call us, your business would not exist.
Exactly. It's just one of those things, and I think he... Yep, the call I got dropped again. Well, the funniest things are being on overtime. But it's like, it's one of those things that you just need to, that some people need to think. It's like, you started from the bottom.
No, you did. But yeah, I mean, and what annoys me is you've got so many different people in the business who think their shit don't stink.
Uh-huh.
And that's what gets me.
Right, exactly. It's just sad that we got some promoters and some wrestlers that just think that way.
Right.
And it's like, you think you're up there, but you're actually not. It's like when the days you get like a local TV deal and be on like every week or something, then you can talk.
Right.
But right now you're just like every other promoter.
But then it's the whole belittling thing as well. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That really isn't necessary.
Right. It's like I like to see all fans succeed and
right,
keep their
not,
business going.
But not at the, you know, belittling and threatening and all that lot.
Right, exactly.
You are expendable. The world will go on without your wrestling company here.
Right, exactly.
And if your wrestling company is that good, why is it that so many of your wrestlers are still with you and not in the WWE?
Right. They do got to think about that. But it's just sad that we just got people that's like that. That's why what my plan is to do is going to be something big for the wrestling promoters and just big for wrestling in the state of Wisconsin in general. So, like I said, within the next 5 years, hopefully the plan will work. And, of course, they're going to create jobs and, like, get, like, these wrestlers more noticed in the city. Because I don't think, like, not everybody knows that there's a local wrestling scene. But half of them is, like, it's hard for them to get to certain places. Because, as you can tell, like, most of the wrestling is always on the north, on the south side or, like, in Waukesha or something or far out. Some people are going to have problems like trying to get there.
Right.
So hopefully the plan I want to do will get all of that, like all the wrestling, like in one spot in the biggest city in the state. And should, you know, create traffic, so to speak. So hopefully this plan we're going to do will work. Hopefully within the next 5 years it's going to be done. Hey, it'll be probably hit up to the 10-year mark of WFSL.
Right.
Who knows? But yeah, you're right. There's people that just need to be more respectful. Don't think you're at all. You may have, like, pulling these wrestlers in and pulling in the crowd, but until you have, like, a TV deal, like some of these shows, some of these wrestling industries in the like in Illinois, for example, they got a few wrestling shows that does like TV taping, and you have other ones like in Minnesota and so on. Until you're on TV and got TV taping going on, you're not top dog.
Right.
But this is going to be interesting. Ben had put, what do you feel was Daniel Bryan's greatest match in WWE so far? Ooh, that's a tough one. That's probably something we're going to touch on tomorrow after WrestleMania, because we will be on tomorrow right after WrestleMania at 10 p.m. Central Time to talk about what happened after WrestleMania and just give our thoughts and opinions and stuff while it's fresh. So I want to thank Chris for calling and Hazel for being on this special, special Archer Jones show.
Because I'm in my special, special man.
Oh. But anyways, I know I need to update the Wrestling Fans Speak Out website, and I will do that Monday to update it. So, but WrestlingFansSpeakOut.weebly.com. Also, subscribe to our YouTube videos. Look for us on Facebook and Twitter. Look for us on Twitter, WFSO World. And just look for Wrestling Fans Speak Out on Facebook. And also look at the groups. Look for the WFSO group as well. Over 1,000 members strong. Like we said, we're pushing for 1,500. We get 1,500, we're going to do a contest. So hopefully that goes well. But like I said, we getting members like almost every day. But until then, y'all will hear from us tomorrow evening at the WrestleMania. But until then, you guys have a good night, and hopefully y'all enjoy WrestleMania tomorrow. So peace out.